What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of It's Not All Rainbows. I'm your host, Lindsay Goodman. I'm a certified trauma recovery coach, and I'm also a survivor of abuse in a queer relationship. Today, I'm going to talk to you about when an abusive person tells you that you won't like sex with anyone but them, why they do it, what to really think about that, and so on. I think it's probably pretty obvious why they do it. Before we dive in, I will talk about my struggles and successes like we do every week. A struggle is that I actually started recording this episode and like a fly buzzed into my hair while I was talking. I was like 5 minutes in and I was like, ah. And at first I was like, I'm going to keep going. We're going to just work with it. The last episode I was recording, Pip started barking because the mailman brought something, the mail person brought something. And I was like, you know what? We're going to start over. I'm not going to do that to y'all. I'm not going to have you watch me get a fly out of my hair. So hopefully this episode goes fairly smoothly. Again, I've been kind of like mentioning this lately. This is what it's like when you don't have a studio and you're just a person here trying to like, you know, I want you to feel like I'm sitting across from you and we're having a conversation and a fly might actually buzz into my hair when we're hanging out or my dog might bark when we're hanging out. So anyway, that is a struggle. A success is that it's sunny out today. I know myself, I know a lot of you probably also struggle with like seasonal depression. I get in a real funk every single winter, especially living here in the Pacific Northwest. I really should start, like, usually if you've been following me for a while, I do like a really awesome summer trip with my son. I should really be doing that in the winter and we should be heading somewhere warm because it's yucky. And so I'm very thankful for the sun today. It's not really my success. It's the weather's success. So good job, but I'm going to take it. We're going to roll with it. And I hope that you're having some nice sunny days as well. Okay. So an abusive person may tell you that you only like sex with them, disregarding the fact that you've probably had other partners before them. And just to give a little context, I am going to talk about some queer aspects of this because I am queer. If you don't know that, I guess I said it at the start of this episode, my intro, when I met my abuser, I was in a committed relationship with a man, and I had dated women before I met my ex-husband. So it wasn't my first time in a queer relationship. However, they totally would disregard my past, and they would disregard my preferences that I was communicating to them. They would disregard all of that stuff and say, if you want to have sex with another woman, you are not going to like it. You only like what I do and how I do things. And I've been out for 2.5 years now, and I don't really date women, but I exclusively hang out with women. I haven't been dating, but like, it's been 2.5 years. Like, I've met people, right? I would never say that I only would like what that person could do. Even like before they came along, I wouldn't be like, yeah, no, never have I ever had a good experience. This is the only one that I've ever enjoyed. That's wild. And the reason that someone would do that, and again, this could happen in a straight relationship. Absolutely. Someone could tell you like, yeah, like you might've thought you enjoyed things with like your ex-husband or your ex-boyfriend or whatever. Or like you might think that you might like something with someone else because things aren't going well with us. But like, you like how I do it. And I'm the only one who knows what you like and blah, blah, blah. And if you go and be with someone else, they're not going to know you like I do. And just say things to make you think that the sex is better than it really is. And to make you think that no one else is going to be like a good, compatible, sexually compatible human for you. And they might also say things about you and how you have sex and your preferences or your body that might make you feel like, okay, besides the fact that I might not like what another person does because like this person's the best, quote unquote, there might not be someone who is willing to stoop to have sex with me because my partner's telling me I'm so horrible. For example, again, they might complain about your body parts the size of your body, anything like that to make you feel self-conscious. There's more, but I don't want to get too detailed. They might complain about how you do things or how you don't do things. Well, you never do this, so no one's going to put up with that. Or you do this, and that's weird. And I don't, other people won't like that, which that's not true, y'all. There's a lot of people in this world with a lot of different preferences, or, an open mind, willing to try things with you. Like, not everyone's going to be compatible, but like, we're not all the same. And there's not just one person in this world who's like, yeah, cool, I like that too, whatever. And they might make you feel like you take too long to finish up, or you don't do enough of this or that. Like, you don't move enough, you don't make enough sound, you don't like whatever. And you know what? If that's true and you're with an abusive person, it probably makes sense that you're not moving enough or making enough sounds or blah, blah, blah for them. Because, one, first of all, this isn't PORN, okay? Not everyone's gonna, I'm getting really into this, like, details here. Not everyone's gonna act like they do in the videos. And two, you're probably highly uncomfortable and in your head and unable to relax and either like acting when you're having relations with them, or you're just like a frozen little deer in the headlights because you're not comfortable. If you're comfortable with someone and you're able to like let loose and be yourself and just feel things and experience things and follow your intuition and stuff, you're good, right? But when you're with an abusive person, they might actually have something to complain about, but at the end of the day, why are you uncomfortable? What's gotten into your head? They have made you feel this, and this, because they've been telling you that the whole time, right? So anyway, why do they do that? Why do they tell you that? Well, it's for control, obviously. It's for control because they don't want you to go out and have sex with another person, because that's probably what they do. Not all abusive people are gonna cheat, but a lot of them do. A lot of people have people on the back burner. A lot of them have people on the front burner. They're dipping back into people they've been with in the past. They're looking for someone else to come along, and they will go and they'll cheat on you and they'll have sex with you, right? Abusive people often have sex with them. Abusive people often tell on themselves. So they're thinking you're gonna do the same. I'm not faithful, so you're not faithful either. So how do I get ahead of that? How do I make it so only I can cheat and you can't? Well, I'm gonna make you feel like crap. I'm going to make you feel like no one else is going to like the things that you like, or no one else will touch you like I do, or whatever. I'm just going to make sure you stay right here. For me, with the queer element, and especially for someone who came out later in life, although, like I said, I have dated, I've been with other queer people before I was, my abuser liked to act like they were the first queer person I ever came across, and they wanted me to seem like a straight person, so that worked for them. But you can, there's that added layer of, well, you don't have much other experience besides me. I'm gonna just say it, you're only queer for me. And that's super toxic, and that's not okay. Like, you do not know another person's attraction. You do not know another person's like sexuality unless they're explicitly telling you, which, like, you're probably not listening anyway if this is the kind of person you are. So, like, it's not your place to tell someone that. And like, the "you're only gay for me" thing is like super toxic. And I know, like, I'm just gonna say it, there's like a certain type of queer person, and it's very much not everyone. It's a pool of people who specifically target quote unquote straight people. They want to be dating someone who seems straight or acts straight or was quote unquote straight. They want to be seen with someone like that. So they're gonna drive that home too. Like, you're only queer for me. You only like what I like. You're not gonna like any other queer person. And again, I'm going to tell you right now, I have been away from that person for 2.5 years. I am not only queer for them, I am a queer person. I don't just like the way they did things. In fact, again, I said this in the other episode, and I'm not here to like trash talk of, well, my ex never this, my ex whatever. I'm not going to talk about that. But again, sex with an abusive person, maybe at the time you thought it was really good, but if you like could go back and watch it from where you're at now, removed from it. And some people may actually be able to do that, which delete that if you can. I mean, delete that if you have that. You might see that it's actually very robotic, and it's very just like, it's not the connection that you thought it was. Let's put it that way. So yeah, this is just done to control you. This is done to keep you small. This is done to keep you from exploring. And I think that it's very important for us as humans to explore ourselves, our bodies, other people's bodies. I'm not saying like everybody else's bodies, but when you have a partner, mutual conversation, consent, exploring, rather than having someone else be like, this is what you can and can't do. This is what we can and can't do. This is how it's going to be done. It's going to be on my terms every time. And if you think outside of that box, you're wrong. That's not okay. That's very controlling behavior. It's incorrect. Okay, maybe once in a blue moon, that's actually true. Maybe, I mean, I have heard of people who will get in a queer relationship and they date that person and it was actually cool and good. And then they go back to dating men because that wasn't actually their preference or they just like that person. And I'm not saying they aren't queer. Like, it's really however you identify. I'm not saying, like, oh, they canceled it out. They canceled their subscription, so they're not queer anymore. But, like, it can happen where you're like, no, I really just, like, maybe you're looking back in your life and you're like, I just had one relationship that was queer and that was it. And just that one person, I just was like, whoa, I'm really into you. But then I wasn't that interested in that many other queer connections. And that's fine and that's real. But, like, that's your journey and that's your exploration in your life. And to have someone else tell you, this is what you like, this is what you don't like, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, is not okay. And that's weird. So I don't want to say, like, don't tolerate that behavior because when you're in an abusive relationship, you're not being like, no, it's okay. You're rationalizing it because they've rationalized it for you. You're trying to understand their behavior and make sense of it because you don't think that way. So you're trying to take them from the, like, this person's probably abusive, possibly abusive category and be like, nope, there's no way. There's no way. And it's just how our brains work. You're not doing it on purpose. It's not because you're an idiot. It's not because whatever. It's because you're being abused. And this is what happens when you're abused. So again, I'm not saying don't tolerate that behavior, but please be aware that it's not okay, that it very well can be abusive. I mean, it is abusive. It's emotional abuse. It's controlling behavior. It's gaslighting. It's really not okay. So if someone is doing this to you, saying this to you, and again, I'll give you an example. If someone does say that to you, kind of in a laughing way, like maybe you are newly out and or you just got together, and if it's a straight couple, because I try to be inclusive here, and the one person is like, kind of just says something like, oh, I bet you've never, like, this is the best you've ever had, and like no one else is. Maybe that is true, but you can just kind of be like, I mean, I really enjoy this, and yeah, it is really good, but like realistically, like maybe not in the moment, but like realistically, you know that, like, you can be compatible with more than one person, right? Like, again, you don't have to say that, but just knowing that that person is knows that, like, we're all human and, like, life doesn't work that way. But if this person is so serious and they're just constantly telling you who you are, and again, I know this is very specific about sex, but this goes across the board, mega red flag. Again, nobody else is in your head. Nobody else can know what you have liked and haven't liked, except when you're explicitly telling them. But again, like, being a human is very adventurous and complex. And I mean that by, like, we're constantly exploring and learning and changing and all that stuff. So only you know what you like and don't like. Only you know what you're gonna like in the future when this person's no longer around. 'Cause hopefully this person's not always around if this is the way they're talking to you. So I hope this was helpful. I don't know. I feel like I kind of just babbled for 13 minutes, but it's not okay. It's not true. Probably you are going to enjoy things with other people. It's just being said to control you and to keep you from leaving them because they know that, again, they know their behavior, they know their past. They know what they've done to other people. They're projecting that onto you, assuming you're gonna do the same, and they don't want that to happen. So they're putting that little leash on you. Like, down, Bubba. Nope, you don't. You will never like anyone else but me. You're stuck here. I'm the best you'll ever have. So you're trapped. Thank you. Okay, I hope this was helpful. I hope it wasn't too, like, confusing and wild. And it's kind of weird for me because I think that we should be able to talk about sex and we should be able to be open about things that we traditionally have not been able to. But I also don't want to get super detailed with things like that because I'm like, I don't need to do that. But so again, I hope this was helpful. I hope it brought you some clarity or validation if that's what you're looking for. And I hope you do something nice for yourself. Go drink some water. I will be back next week with more.